Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation.
There we go. Hey guys, good to see you. Welcome to another great interview. This I am with Dale Ghost, who just dropped an insane album. Crazy timing, he actually dropped it yesterday on the 7th. So we're gonna dive right into all that and tons more. Thank you all so much for watching and thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, you're an insane artist, so I just had to get you one way or another.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I definitely get a little bit insane sometimes, I think.
Absolutely. For sure, for sure. Yeah. So let's dive into, of course, your big day was yesterday, when your album dropped, Ghost Stories, which it's ironic because it matches your name and because the cover is literally a campfire like scene. So how did that all come together? Like, how did the album, come to be?
As far as like the name of it and the cover and everything, we were trying to figure out a name for it for a really long time. And originally it was going to be an EP, and then it just kind of kept growing. And so originally I was going to call it EP the album, just as like you can tell if you listen to the album, like I like to get goofy. There's like a little kind of Lil Dicky-esque comedy sprinkled throughout my music. So I thought that would be funny, but then we were sitting around and Ghost Stories came to me, and I, like you just said, it's just like a play off my name, so I thought it was really clever. And then Anthony, my director of photography here at Killing Field Records, he does like all of our cinematography and everything. He's a wizard, and he came up with the idea out there. And we have like we try to be as professional as we can, even though we're like a small independent label. So like we got lights and everything out there. That's why like the background is all lit up blue. That's us like staging the scene, and we did a whole bunch of stuff to get that picture to come together. And my kids are in it, and my engineer's son is in it. So it was kind of a cool like family thing that we made s'mores and stuff. It was a good time.
Oh wow, that is so fun. That's so incredible.
Yeah, as far as like writing it goes though, I wrote it actually over the course of maybe a year, back in like 2019 into 2020, I would say. As you can imagine, that's like right when the pandemic hit and everybody was feeling a whole lot of emotions, and there was a whole lot of like just really messed up stuff going on in the world and nothing being done about it. And for me, like I'm very like emotionally sensitive, so I was carrying a lot of weight around. And music has always been how well, started with poetry, and then music became how I like deal with my emotions, I guess. And so yeah, the album kind of sprung from everything I was going through during those times and my journey through therapy and what was coming out of that. And then threw a couple little like silly club bangers in there with like interlude and phlebotomy, just to kind of not make it all downtrodden.
Nice. That's really amazing. I'm in love with the album. I've never heard anything like it. I mean, the name I've heard a million times, but I've never heard or I've ever seen an album like that in my life. I've never even seen a whole cover done like that. Like, that was all new to me. Like, and I didn't believe you made it until I saw it, and I was like, oh, wow, dude, it's happening. And it was, this album is very unique. And, you know, it's really out there. It's really out there. And I,
yeah,
you know what I thought you would do? I thought you would do, like, a live stream, like, of the album's premiere and an actual campfire. I thought you would do that. Like, I thought you would actually do a premiere right from outside on a real campfire and you would actually share stories. I thought that you would do that for the premiere.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to write that down. I might do that for some content later on. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. That's fun. Like, I used to, I'm not just me, like, people love ghosts. Stories, they love, you know, getting scared, and they loved jumping out. They love the special effects you can make too. So it's a whole like campfire kind of feel, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I was telling ghost stories to the kids while we were like during that picture, right before that picture was being taken, and it was a totally awesome vibe. I think it would definitely transfer well to like throwing my music in there too and showing it off.
You really told real stories and just took a nice picture. That can't be real. Did that?
Yeah, made s'mores. Yeah, we did all that, man. I mean KFR is like, we're very community oriented, so like we really like to get our kids involved. We're all about inspiring youth and building community. So like Loitering, one of my other singles, you can see was actually drawn by my son, who's 10. And it's like super goofy and childlike, but it's cute, you know, like that's kind of the aesthetic. And we're not out here trying to act like we're something we're not, you know what I mean? Like pretending like we got cars and designer clothes. Like, nah, dude, like we're out here struggling, just trying to feed all of our family and build our community while we do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that made me want to, you know, listen to you even more, was the fact that you're just all about, you know, connecting. Even when you gave feedback, like, you were so nice about it. You didn't even focus on, like, the bad stuff about it. You just literally told all the good things about it, which...
Yeah, just generic strategy, you know, like I think as independent artists, you know, and like in culture generally these days, like we're often pitted against each other and it's like everybody's competing to a degree. So it's like we kind of play our cards close to our chest. And then a lot of the times the feedback you do get is really negative because it's like either people are jealous or they're projecting their insecurity onto you or whatever it may be. Right. Mm-hmm. So for me, like my platform is very heavily on building other artists up, and like right now, like I'm literally living off my own savings trying to make my dream a reality. So I don't have a ton to give at the moment, but if I do find success, like all of the excess money I make, people will see I'm going to invest into helping, you know, up and coming artists and podcasters, and like teaching people all of the tools that I've learned so much just over these last few months, and my audience has grown so much. So I want to be able to pass that on, man. Like, we don't all have to be rich superstars. Like, we can just make a decent living making music and not have to work a crappy day job, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. For sure. And I support that. I love artists that are not into competition. I mean, I love that you're so dedicated to your music just because you love it. It's not because of anything. Like, you love what you do and you support others, which I appreciate a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely do love my music. And I mean, you know, I'll do like a rappity rap song where I'm kind of bragging and flexing like any other rapper will. But like you sit down with me, I'm not that person at all.
You're not. And I would never perceive you as that kind. Like, you're so down to earth. I mean, even talking to you right now, it's like I came to your house and we're having a conversation. That's literally how it feels like.
I love that. That's the energy I try to give off. I think everybody should be able to enjoy conversation like that with each other and just be vulnerable and not be judged.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wish the industry was more like that instead of, you know,
facts.
All of what you said, pinning against competition, like, you know, I just miss those times where people just were comfortable with what they put out and not just persuaded or anything like that. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I think we see it so often with like these up and coming stars. You know, I think Jack Harlow is a great example. He was putting out stuff with like a lot of heart and finding an audience, and then he got picked up by like DJ Drama and mainstream, and now he's like cranking out wannabe Drake hits, and he looks dead behind the eyes every time you see him these days. You know what I mean? Like all of his youth and everything has just been sucked out of him, and like music's not supposed to be like that.
It's not, and I wish it didn't, because that's like most artists is like nowadays, like, you know, they come out with their debut and, you know, it's all fresh and it's all amazing until a label or, you know, popularity starts to come in and sucks creativity, it sucks their whole life essence just straight out of them and into this copy person. Like, They lose what made them artists in the first place.
Yeah, you definitely hit the nail on the head with that one for sure.
And it's stupid, it's lame that people want to do that, like, and they copy these artists and they lose, you know, they lose themselves. Even people that, you know, that's been here before, that's on the show before, I've listened to them, their music, like copying Drake or Kendrick Lamar, like copy Snoop Dogg, like they'll copy, and you know, I listened to music before and it's like it was something different, so every time I listen to their new stuff I just feel bad that that's what it came to. They lose themselves.
Yeah, it's, they get pressured to just make what people are spending money on, you know, like it's, that's just the unfortunate reality of living in a capitalist country like we do. Like all of the people with money just want to do what strategically makes more money, so they don't really leave room for creativity and art. But like if you don't have people coming out doing something completely new, you don't get, you know, like you don't get your Tupacs, you don't get your Jay-Z's, you don't get your, you know, Lil Nas X's, who just completely break the mold. And it's not even specific to rap, you know, like Queen completely ahead of their time, a lot of like blues and all that stuff was way ahead of its time and just got picked to death, essentially.
Absolutely, absolutely, for sure. Now you hit the nail. Now you did.
Right. Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, I'm glad that you make music because of you and to help people. Like, you know, it was really incredible that you are into mental health and you're into community building. Has that always been a part of you? Like, have you always like I'm listening to you now and I know, but like before making music, has mental health and, you know, community building always been a part of your life?
Yeah, for sure. I've been dealing with, like, I had a really traumatic early childhood, and I've been dealing with like PTSD and major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder for, since I was like 5. So the last 26 years or so. So I have a lot of experience with it intimately. And I definitely found that like talking about it and learning about it and understanding it is like the weapon to defeating it. And additionally, like, you really need like a support group, like having people around you that like are there to like love you and believe in you and lift you up and even tell you when you're being foolish or selfish, you know, like that's important. A good friend will tell you if you're being selfish. And so that's kind of the platform that I've tried to create, is like, that's what I want my music platform and my brand to be like, is just a bunch of really honest, vulnerable people trying to figure out who they are, while understanding like the boundaries of others. Like, you know, like I'm sure like a lot of people call my music like woke or whatever, and like I really hate that term. Like, it's ridiculous to me that we're making fun of trying to be a better society that lifts each other up and loves each other and tries to create a more suitable living environment for all of us. Like, in what way is that something to be picked on? I just don't get it. So I'm basically anti that in everything that I do. And I try to also kind of break stereotypes. Like, you know, I'm a gender nonconforming artist. Like, I'm gender fluid. I use all pronouns. I don't care. But like, I'll stand in your face like a 6 foot tall, like fairly large bearded man looking person. Right. And like, I'm not intimidated by people. I think a lot of people get the misconception that like people in our community are like scared, and it's like, nah, like we're not scared. We just don't have the energy. Like, it's two different things. You know?
For sure. And it's crazy you said that, because I'm starting to put the pieces together of your name, and I know you want to explain the meaning of it. I just kind of figured out, you know, the name itself. Like, they, as in, you don't go by pronouns, so you go by a worldly, you go by, you know, the world, as in they. And, you know, it's crazy, yeah. Ghost, you took a nice meaning of, you know, ghost, like, you know, you're in the background, you're not really forgotten, but like, you're in the background, and, you know, way, way down there. It's a nice play on the name, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I really wanted, like, a lot of my music, like, so far I haven't talked about like gender and things like that in my music a whole lot. I'll probably get into that on my next project. But I wanted people that were part of the LGBTQ plus community to be able to just look at my name and be like, hey, like that person probably isn't like a homophobe or bigoted in any way. You know what I mean? Like, they got the pronoun right there in the name. Like, if you're going to hate me for it, hate me from the beginning and don't even come through. You can just tell right away. And that, yeah, so that was my strategy with that. And the ghost thing actually, it wasn't even my idea originally. One of my friends made a joke. He said that I should go by ghost because I'm white and people would argue about whether or not I'm real. And I just thought that was really funny.
I didn't even go in that direction. I didn't even go off race. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's funny, man. It just made me laugh. I just, when I heard that, I was like, you know what? Like, that's, people do argue about whether or not ghosts are real all the time. That's hilarious.
Well, that's true. That's true. And some people say, I once heard that if you're white, you're considered one, which that was funny to me too. Like, I heard that years ago and I was, oh God. Okay. For a whole year, mm-hmm. I was good to meet people other than black for a whole year because of that comment.
Oh, I bet. You know, it's funny because like I'm not ignorant to the fact that like I'm performing music in like a space that belongs to black culture, right? Like, and I actually, like, when I teach lessons, that's like one of my five core rules of like rap is like, you are in a black owned, like a black culture, something that came from black culture, and like you need to respect that with your music and understand that. That's really important to me. Like, I think that respecting things like that and heritage like that is really important, not which even just within music, but just in general. My mom, bless her heart, like doesn't have an evil bone in her body. And I was raised really well in that regard. So I'm thankful for that. And I also grew up like super poor. So like when you grow up like incredibly poor, you see a lot of things that, you know, it's like people that are poor just relate, yeah. I guess, you know, and you stop judging people when you go through your own struggles and you see the people around you go through their struggles. But yeah, so that's just kind of me in a nutshell. I'm grateful to be able to do what I'm doing. And, I hope to be a good example for other artists, you know, 'cause I feel like we don't see a ton of, like white people in hip hop. But I think the reason for that a lot of the times is because they don't respect that fact. Like if you look at like Eminem or like Mac Miller, like completely respectful of the space that they're in. And then you look at like Tom McDonald or like Chris Webby and you're like, bro, like, please, like just leave exit stage left and don't ever come back.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's also a partial reason why I don't listen to them very often. They don't exactly because they don't respect, you know, rap, and they don't respect where it came from, like, and
yeah, and like for me, I started off in poetry. That was like my first form of like expression through lyrics. And then I joined a blues and jazz band when I was in elementary school. and also took, I wound up taking history of blues and jazz in college. So I learned a ton, and a lot of rap stems back from like blues and jazz. Like a lot of that different genres like culminated into hip hop. And that's why I'm kind of obsessed with it, because it's so unique in that you can make, like, just listening to my album, like almost every song sounds completely different from the next, but it's all hip hop. And I love that about the genre.
For sure. And such valid points. I think everybody needs to know, especially upcoming rappers that coming up needs to know that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And I think it also just helps facilitate peace within the community when everyone understands that too.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yes. And on the side note, y'all had a lot of fun yesterday. I wish I could have came and watched you. You actually had a whole stream. Tap Daddy put together a stream just for you. That was so nice. Like, how'd you feel? You know, they made, like, he got together a whole stream just for you and your album and your merch and everything. How'd you feel?
It was great to collab with Tap. You know, like, we've been working together for a long time. And we actually came to him offering to sponsor the stream. And we're able to kind of work it out to be something that was like really mutually beneficial for everybody, while still like putting money into the stream. So it was cool. And it felt amazing. Like, the turnout was actually surprisingly good. 50 something unique people came by, which just from like promoting on like Instagram and TikTok, where like I'm not super big or anything yet. So for me, that was really awesome. And the reception was really, really good. And I got Tap choked up a few times. But yeah, it was an hour long documentary, the entire making of my album, starting with me like being in California and flying to Nebraska to record in the studio with my now business partner, / engineer, and then flying home, and then eventually moving my entire family out to Nebraska, where I now live, to pursue music full time out here. So yeah, it's a mixture of like behind the scenes music footage and what it takes to make music, wholesome family interaction, a little bit of comedy, and then every song from the album is on it with a music video. So it's got a little bit of that mixed in too.
Wow. That looks so fun. I hope you'll have another one soon. And this time I will be coming, since 3 people from the server already has been here. So I have no choice but to join the next one.
Right on. Yeah, that'd be great. And I think I'm going to be releasing it on socials as well, in pieces, like taking highlights, and then on YouTube, either episodically or once we've squeezed all the social media content out of it, then we'll just throw the whole hour long thing up on YouTube.
As you should. Absolutely. I mean, the next thing would be a documentary based on your album. Like, that'd be another episodic thing you could do.
Yeah, for sure. It's in the forefront of our mind. We're hoping right now that we can squeeze up 2 to 3 months of like daily TikToks and reels and stuff like that out of the footage that we have, and then we can focus on that time on making new music, because I'm really excited. I've been working on this album for months now, and I'm really ready to go on to something new. I love it to death, but I'm ready to evolve a little bit, and I think I'm ready to like reach that next level as an artist.
And I can tell you're ready. I'm excited for any new stuff coming in here. You're upgrading, which, you know, do you have any plans, you know, for this new era that's, you know, that you're planning, or, you know, you just go to play it by ear?
Yeah, so my next project is going to be called The Growth, and it's going to be something that's a little more personal, a little more hopefully story oriented. I'm going to try and do a little bit more storytelling from like an outside perspective, something that everyone can kind of understand versus like something directly from my first person view. But yeah, it's going to catalog mental health struggles. It's going to be me like growing as a person and things that I've learned and you know, a lot of different stuff like that. So I'm excited for it. It's still in like the planning the theme phases and figuring out what's going to be on it, but it should be good stuff, I think. And then I'll probably drop singles here and there too for flavor while I'm
Wow, that is so exciting. I can't wait for that project to come out. That is so exciting. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be working on something new again. I like writing.
I'm so glad for that. I'm so glad. I just wish there was more songwriters, you know. Songwriting is such a beautiful art.
It really is, and it's really hard, honestly. Like, yeah, it's tough. Anybody who's done it, like, will tell you it's not easy.
It really isn't. Songwriting just has to be in you. Like, it is a lot, you know, for a person. It's a lot to figure out, you know, the rhythm pattern and the song structure and all of that. You know, it's a lot for a person.
It has a lot of moving parts. You know, I do tutorials and stuff, and there's a lot of different exercises that I do for writing and a lot of different ways to write. I probably will be releasing some tutorial content soon. I've only done like private lessons so far, but I've been doing poetry and writing songs for like the last 18 years or so now. So
wow.
I've had quite a bit of experience with it.
That's really incredible. What got you into doing that?
You know, funnily enough, I think originally I wrote a poem to a girl in like elementary school, like a love poem of sorts. And then, yeah. And she really liked it and she thought it was really cool that I did it. And I was like, all right, cool. So like girls think this is cool. I'm going to keep writing poetry. And then eventually I realized like, oh wait, like I actually just enjoy this and I'm doing this for myself now. And then I was like, what else can I write about? Right. And then I started getting my emotions onto paper and it all just kind of snowballed from there.
Oh, that's so sweet. You want a poem?
It's all love. Yeah. It's all founded in love or whatever sixth graders think love is.
It's sixth grade. It's like baby love, kind of. I'm going to call it that because they're just little.
That's a good term for it.
Baby love, you know, in sixth grade. Because elementary school is like infant love.
Yeah, for sure.
Too bad we won't see the poem.
I know, right? I don't even know what even happened. That was pre-internet, so there's no digital
record.
Imagine
if it was like all over the web.
Oh man, I would roll. I'm a no shame type of person. Like people like to front and be like, oh, you wrote poems. And it's like, yeah, cause like you never did anything mildly embarrassing with when you were a kid. Cause you've been Johnny Cool your whole life. Like, and I don't play that game. It don't work on me.
I feel like if you put it out, that'd be very sweet, you know? And so what people, you know, make fun of it. I mean, everybody has had, you know, a love interest like that. So I feel like most people would understand, you know.
Oh, definitely. If my mom finds it in a box sometime, I'll throw it up just for fun.
Or you could do like the burning ritual that girls do. You could do that burning ritual they do. Yeah. It was in Friends. I don't know if you watched the show Friends, but they did a burning ritual in season one. They burned all their old stuff on Valentine's Day. That could be something you could do.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That is because
I'm I'm happily married now. I've been married for 10 years, been together for 11, got two kids, and I'm blessed on that front. My family has been completely supportive of me. You know, they moved across the country for me. They believe in me. So,
oh, congrats. Very, very I'm so lucky. Happy for you.
Thank you.
But that birding thing you should consider, even if it's not the poem, that should be something you should do, like, to get bad vibes out. Just, you know, just made of, just make a pit and you just throw all your stuff in it and, you know, put into flames and then boom, that's like, yeah. It makes you feel like.
I don't even need an excuse to burn stuff. I'm on board right from the beginning. I'm a little pyro.
I'm glad for that. I'm very glad. And hopefully you'll post it on Instagram because I want to see. Because then I'll retweet it and then I'll do a side-by-side with the Friends version. Because that'd be funny.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, everything you'll see if you're following me on Instagram, same thing. They are ghosts everywhere. I'm gonna be posting a lot of just all kinds of different stuff over these next few months because we've got hours and hours of footage of behind the scenes and production stuff and funny stuff, just us goofing around. So
nice, that's really cool. Was that intentional? You know, recording the behind the scenes, or did you just, you know, was it just a surprise that you did?
It was intentional. It was my director of photography, Jinx is his stage name. He's also an artist on the Killing Field Records, very talented. He came up with the idea. He's like, let's film this whole thing. And then about, I don't know, halfway through or so, we kind of had that collective realization of like, oh man, we're going to be able to chop all this up and just have tons of social media content to promote. You know, once the album is launched. So that's the idea, is going to start hopefully raising some funds and selling some merch and putting money into promotion and getting our name out there a little bit. Could be doing shows pretty soon. That's going to be fun.
Wow.
Looking forward to that. So you'll see footage of that too.
That is really cool. I'd like to see the behind the scenes. That'd be very interesting to see, like, what happened behind the scenes of the album. So exciting. I wish artists would do that more. Just show the fun stuff instead of just releasing and then being quiet until a new piece of art comes out.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were thinking too, you know, and I think a lot of independent artists, especially, like, a lot of us, we don't really know what we're doing a lot of the time, man. And we're constantly experimenting with new things and, you know, learning how to edit things differently and all kinds of different stuff like that. So we really want, like, you know, as part of building the community, we really want our journey to just be out there for people to see and reference as, like, something educational, even to be like, okay, well, like, you know, what are these guys doing and what's working for them and how are they making the things that they're making? And, yeah, so that's the idea behind it, just to give the people, you know, something to be entertained with, but also to give other artists something to look for, because we also love collaborating. So, like, the more things we can do to draw artists towards us,
absolutely,
the happier we're gonna
yes.
be.
You just pinpoint again. You just pinpoint that thing.
Yeah, we operate fairly professionally at KFR. You know, before I switched to doing music, I was working in for local government back in California, being a supervisor and learning organizational development and all kinds of stuff. So I've taken basically everything I've learned from, like, being a leader out in the public service world, where you're dealing with, like, real people all of the time, right? Like, it's not like a Target or something. It's like your actual community is coming to these facilities because that's what they're there for. So basically tried to bring that into the label, and we've since then have really just been kind of full steam ahead, just constantly working on stuff. We're all exhausted and ready for a nap after the last few months of this.
As you guys, grind for the as album. Well deserved. Y'all should just take a long cat nap to just have a sleepover or something.
Yeah, you are the last, like, working on anything that I'm doing for like probably at least a week. I put you like you're the period on the album drop. And thank you for reaching out to me. You know, I really love having the opportunity to share my story and
Of course. Anytime. I mean, who else is going to give you a platform like that? I don't see very much other than what you did before, but I don't see any hip hop doing though.
Yeah. For small artists, you know, there's really not a lot out there. And to have somebody like actually listen to your music and reach out to you and be like, hey, this was cool. Do you want to like come talk about it? Was really awesome. I love that formula. Keep it up. I think that you're clearly like getting better and better every episode. I went back and listened to a bunch of episodes.
Oh, thanks. So I appreciate that grind up. You. Much love.
Yeah, for sure. All love, all the time. Everybody who listens so to this, sweet. It's all love. Don't forget about
thanks,
that.
Thanks, man. Now.
Yeah.
And it's going to come up. We got to talk about your merch because it's cringy, but yeah. It's funny and it's professional. You know, guys, if you're in the t-shirts, They All Girls have a t-shirt. And it made me laugh, but it's cringy. It's a little white ghost and it's your name. Like, what? How did that happen? Like, what got you into merch? How did that shirt happen? We need to talk about the shirt too.
Yeah, so I am, like the ghost was like 100% my decision. So like, regardless of whether or not it's a good business decision, I didn't care because I love that stupid thing. But the reason that it came about was my partner Rain, they actually do all my merch. You know, they've got like a heat press and a mug press and sublimation printer and a 3D printer and a vinyl cutter and all that stuff. Right. So we only have shirts right now, but there's going to be all kinds of merch coming. And they were showing me like a prototype and it was that one. And they're like, this is like kind of what I have so far. Like, I don't like the mouth or the eye yet, but like, you know, kind of going in this direction. Cause I wanted like the one eye Cyclops ghost thing is like my thing. I have art of it that I've done and stuff. And it just gave me such strong, like Adult Swim night, like early 2000s, Adult Swim, late night cartoon vibes, like Aqua Teen Hunger Force or something like that. And I was just like, oh, that's like perfect because this is like the exact type of setting that you would hear my music on, just like some random hip hop song at like 1 o'clock in the morning and some crazy cartoon that doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean?
Sure. And I'm in love with the shirt. Hopefully you make more because I want to wear that. I'll post myself wearing it. It's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. Yeah, you can get them right now on my Spotify page. Killingfieldrecords.com is going to have all of our merch as well. And I believe we're going to still be giving away either one or two more shirts in Tap Daddy's Discord for anybody who missed the stream. So if you want a chance at winning one, you can swing in there and throw your name in the hat once he's posted.
I'll definitely look into it for sure. And it's.
Yep, and it's worldwide shipping. We ship everywhere. We gave three away yesterday. One went to Norway. We're footing the bill. We want fans everywhere to be able to wear
thanks
the merch
for that. Thanks
want.
For that. I will definitely look into it. I'm gonna look into the shirt. Mm-hmm. The shirt looks really nice. I'll look on the site later.
Yeah, we got a pride shirt too. If
okay,
you're into
that's
that.
Even more
Rainbow
cool.
Ghost. It's cool.
The pride. I support Pride Month.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You gotta support everybody out here.
Yes.
We all need that love.
Oh, yeah. And I know you mentioned it 100 times, but we gotta talk about your label because I'm curious to know what got you into it. You know, the stories you have with the label. Like, you know, what's up? Mm-hmm. What's up with the label? I wanna know.
Yeah. So, Killing Field Records originally was. Just my engineer and his brother and his kid and some of their friends just making music. And that was just kind of like what they went by. And then when I came down to do my album, I kind of saw like what they were doing, and I was like, oh my God, like they actually have like an insanely talented team here, and they're just like not sure which direction to go in yet, is kind of how it felt in the beginning. And I was like, let me see like if I can help with that, because that was like my thing at my old job. And yeah, we kind of just hit the ground running, and by the end of the week we were like, should we like make this an official business, like should we like get an LLC and everything and start like operating like an actual label would? And we're like, you know what, yeah, like let's do it. I quit my day job, and yeah, we started the label up, and I became the operations manager basically. So I do a lot of the strategizing in terms of like when stuff should be created and how we want to approach creating it. Anthony / Jinx is director of photography. Pretty much any camera stuff you see, 90% of it is his idea. All the 10% that isn't very good is one of us. And then Cryptic X, Brian, the CEO, is also the audio engineer. And you can tell if you listen to my album, the dude is incredible. Like the mixes are insane. He's got the sauce. So yeah. And then his kids are like hip hop historians already. And they're only like 15. Like they have listened to so much. It's all they do. They're just absorbed in it. And they've analyzed so much marketing. And like, even though they're young, they've got a real wealth of knowledge, I think. In the next few years, if they keep at it, they have a really bright future ahead of them. And we all get along really well. Like our families get along super well. It all just clicked. Honestly, it was kind of serendipitous is the best way to describe it. I met them in Tap Daddy's Discord and was like, $2,000 for me to record my album in a studio in California without mixing. And, or I could pay, you know, I think it was like $800 or $900, maybe $1,000 to fly to Nebraska and do it out here and get a vacation out of it. And so that's what I chose. And it just wound up leading to something much bigger.
Okay. I rock with that. Congrats on the label and everything. I can't wait to see how far you guys go. And hopefully y'all get a server going. If you guys have one or not, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to get that going. It's in the works, and we're going to be doing live streams as well. So at least I will be. So you'll be seeing like rap tutorials from me, as well as like writing sessions and maybe some video games every once in a while just to kind of chill out. But, you know, it should be a good time. We got a lot of big plans. We're just still very much, you know, we just became a company in March, and we didn't really get to start working together until I moved here in May, so like around June when I got settled in. So we've only just scratched the surface of our potential, and I'm really excited to show everybody what we can do.
Well, I'm proud of you, and I'm so excited. You let me in on what's going on. I'd love to help, you know. I need a better label though. Like my other one's just so whack. So you just let me know, like, you know, I'm happy to chip in if you like.
Yeah, we'll stay in touch after this. And, you know, like these podcast things are great. I think, you know, like this is what I mean, right? Like we got to build a community. Like we need all different aspects of a label to function like a label. And right now, like we're all just putting our blood, sweat, and tears into it. Nobody's really making money yet, but we don't care. Like we're just making it happen.
Absolutely. And I support that. I love artists that, you know, I get to support one another. I'm down for it. Like, and it's amazing. So I'm totally in it.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, we'll definitely
awesome,
stay in touch.
Awesome, awesome.
Sure.
And since you're very experienced, and you know you've done private lessons, do you have any advice for people that are up and coming and they're getting the labels together and they're upcoming rappers? Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, unless you have the luxury of being able to work on your own for like 5 to 7 years, don't try to do the Russ thing. I don't think people realize how many days Russ had to grind to get to the point where he was actually doing something with his music. If you can find a group of people that you vibe with, like find yourself an audio engineer is the first thing, or it doesn't even have to be, I'm very lucky to work with like a professionally trained audio engineer, but just somebody who's been mixing or is learning to mix, like, you know, get somebody who's into photography to do your photography, find co-writers, you just work as a team, because there is so much that goes into the music industry that I had no idea about when I first made the decision to go full time. And thankfully Cryptic, our CEO, knows a lot, and going to school, he learned a ton about the music industry. So that's a huge boon for us. But yeah, do your research, study what I do a lot is I study what artists that are like a little bit bigger than me are doing. And then I study artists that are the independent artists is the big thing too. Like, don't be looking at Drake. Don't be looking at Kendrick. Who cares what they're doing? They're label backed. It doesn't matter. Find successful independent artists that you vibe with and that you respect, and look how they came up and look what their strategies were, and then figure out how to implement similar strategies in your own unique way. Like, it has to come through your lens. Otherwise you're just going to look like a copycat, but that doesn't mean that you have to come up with everything on your own. You just have to figure out how to make it.
Thank you for that incredible advice. I hope y'all were listening, because most of you needed. I'm not saying any names, but most of you need it. I'm not going to say
names. Everybody needs it, man.
I'm just going to leave that in the air for now. I just want to say a huge thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by and for, you know, being here for season 3. It's so amazing just to have you. And I'm so excited for the future for you and, you know, what's coming up.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, and same to you. Congratulations on 3 seasons. That's incredible. That's a lot of hard work. And who knows, hopefully next time we talk, we'll both be much more... have a much larger following than we do currently, yeah. And we can talk about all of the
crap for sure, we went for sure. A part 2, maybe.
Sounds good. Yeah, part 2.
Ooh, the success. Okay. We'll I'm gonna come up with some later. Names. I'm gonna come up with some names later. I'll pass it later. Pass them later. And right, thank you all the audience for listening. Make sure to check out Ghost Stories, now out everywhere. Make sure to check out all his other music and merch. And make sure to follow his Instagram. It's really fun. And not to mention, he has one of the best facial features and one of the best faces you'll ever see.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, when I look into your face, like, that's success. That's success.
That's right. It's success or dying trying. That's what it is.
You know, when you get your server tail for the label, success or die trying.
Yeah, so Killing Field has a few slogans. Each artist has their own, and then there's one that just kind of encompasses all of us. Our overall slogan is Legends Are Born Here. We also have Legends Die Here. And then my personal slogan has always been Everybody Eats.
I'll put a pin, the other one. I'll put the pin. I'll save it for later. That's nice. That's nice.
We'll put it on a shirt.
That is sweet. Well, I'll catch you all the next time. I hope you all are enjoying season 3 as much as I am. And great news, after this, you guys will get a chance to listen to 2 incredible songs from his album, and make sure you check out the whole piece. So thank you all so much for watching, and I'll catch you all later. Keep supporting artists, and yeah, I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Needs more cowbell. I agree.
Ghost, where you been? Ghost, where you been? Ghost, where you been? Been chillin', back up on the beat and now I'm West Coast killin'. Everybody take a seat, I'm about to stress my feelings. What's the limit? I'ma reach, I'ma guess, no ceilings. I'm wheezy, hold up, let me catch my breath. Feel queasy, wonder when I catch my death. Put the mic in my hand, my anxiety scrams. Take a look at my fans, say it with my chest. Tick-tock, go to B-clock, let a free rock. In my Reeboks, cheap socks, cheap watch. Got a bad bitch, hit a G-spot, telling these thoughts that I'm not coming over again. Get the fuck out my car, no Red Rover again. Tooting these Iggy's, I'll boot a Miss Piggy. We'll Smith in the booth, all these groupies get jiggy. That talent is Biggie, they calling me Wiggy. I pick up a mic, nobody fuck with me. Jump on a beat, women flashing they titties. Playing, I'm married and got me two kitties. Two children who love me despite being shitty. They say I'm the best, but I tell them not really, Well, less of course to talking about rapping. 9 to 5, no time for the trapping. A ill mind, the kind I grind up in that pen. We smoke confined all the time, trapped in a labyrinth. The lyrics, beat plays, I hear it. Can't stop the juice, it goes loose when I'm near it. I'm killing that way, never spill it. I spill that numb juice. Without it, I'm fearing I might go crazy, bruh. Long night or hazy. Got bae like Jay-Z, what? I roadhouse this beat like Swayze. Innocent bro, do not taste me. Sledding I king like I'm Maisie. How this boy flow gets so wavy. Even Starfleet do not phase me. Now I'm coming cause these lanes be mumble rapping and it pains me. When the beat they're on is flaming. Yo, I can't tell what they're saying. The black and white is graying. All these Oompa Loompa rappers got no damn style, man. And I stay praying that I break the mold like I be Cordae. And got beats, I kill them like that. 3 points, I drill them like that. Like Gilbert Arenas or Logic, I sell out arenas. Won't talk about my penis, it's average as fuck. I still hit it the meanest, spit it the cleanest. J. Cole the supremest, transitions are seamless. I'm waking up dreamless, got me feeling dreamless. I slow down a bit so you know I'm a genius. Everybody know what I mean, yes. Ain't nobody know what I mean, bruh. I mean, let me tell you what the fuck I mean. I pull up on the late night scene with a late night team. Where the fuck y'all been? I'm ghost, ayy. I mean, let me tell you what the fuck I mean. I pull up on the late night scene with a late night scene.
Doom, doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom. Hey, yeah. Doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom. Hey, yeah, I grip the mic like it's been saving my life. These media likes been feeling like the stadium lights. And I'm nervous cause on the surface people say I'm like am. But just a little dicky trying to run away with my pen. The truth is I really think I could be better than them. Problem is I'll never do it without cheddar and friends. I don't mean I need a video with chicks in a Benz. I need the privilege to focus while still meeting the ends. I'm talking Logic shacking up in the basement with Big Lambo. Power levels climbing, my rhyming improves tenfold. Drop a perfect timing, divine by this fine pencil. Everybody's lining up kindly at my tempo. Whoa. I don't really want the money, I don't really want the fame. Just been seeing lots of hungry kids and trying to make a change. Never been about the dollars, always found it kinda strange. How a couple million moisturizing billions got the mange, yeah. Families barely scraping by, a force to go on welfare. Way too many laughing when I mention mental health care. Homeless people dying in the street and no one helps, yeah. Putting on a mask to save a life and you too selfish. It's been killing my hope, I don't know if I'm depressed or at the end of my rope. It's been so long, my symptoms start to feel like a trope. I'm in this glass box smiling like my brain was the Pope. Now I'm amazing, I hope y'all spread the name for the ghost. How I just get up on a beat and flood the street with my flows. I drop a bang alive without needing to realign. And watch these other rappers blunder and just fix it in post. I'm on the tip of my toes, leering at all you busters. Dodging fear, I summon courage and bravery, what I muster. For the strength to tell these wacky MCs to catch up, but hold the mustard. Bring the cream, I got the custard. Got my groupies feeling flustered. It's a fucking vibe. Hey, I'ma float around the island while I try to catch.
catch a wave now. Dreaming about the day my deepest thoughts will get me paid. How many people gotta die before I see some change? Wow, planet really burning, bro, I gotta let this pain out. Ooh. It doesn't matter what I say, that's true. I just know we need to find a better way, I do. Native bodies never even got a grave, now you. Say the system isn't preferring our race, come on. We both know that it's wrong, done seen it for too long. And the demons in blue come for the people who just mad. They get killed in their own homes. Empire stormtrooping and police of the clones. I don't really want the money, I don't really want the fame. Just been seeing lots of hungry kids and trying to make a change. Never been about the dollars, always found it kinda strange. How a couple million moisturizing billions got the mange. Yeah, baby, swear that I'm not crazy. Feel like I am lately, ooh. Yeah, hey, baby, swear that I'm not crazy. Feel like I am lately, ooh. Yeah.